morning, my neighbor. How are you doing? The words are clear. The song is just right. This beautiful Friday morning in the city of Lagos, the city that never sleeps, the city that loves, cares, gives. The city that you cogmon, you lend sense in, you know. A city where you can't afford to be anyhow. Even though a lot of people are doing anyhow. You can't afford not to, you know, function in your full capacity because, man, you have a lot to deal with each and every day. That's the city we're living in, and that's the city we're reaching you from. The city everyone wants to be a part of. The city everyone wants a slice of it. I wonder if people give as much to Lagos as much as they get to collect from Lagos. A topic for yet another day. Lagos is 8 minutes past the hour of 10, and I am opportune to be the one to welcome you today first on What's Up Lagos? No. All right, and our family talk today on a Friday. I'm not alone, never alone. I was just saddled with the responsibility to be the first person to talk to you. And that's thanks to Andrea Odubi Teke, who is my immediate neighbor. How are you doing? Hope you're feeling okay.
I am feeling okay. I'm feeling well.
Okay.
I'm great this morning. I don't know. There's a different vibe oozing out of me this morning. I'm just on another, you know.
World, right?
Yeah. How are you feeling though?
Okay, man. Never felt better. Just happy about life. Not allowing anything to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowing anybody to steal my joy.
That's right.
Those are decisions I've
made.
You're
guarding your energy.
I'm telling you.
And that's the best thing that you can do to yourself.
That's
trust
right.
me.
Mm-hmm. How was your night, by the way?
I don't really know. But I think it was great.
It was great?
It was great.
Scale 1 to 10?
I would say 7.
7?
Yeah.
Man, I was going to ask you the question you were asking me, like, what happened to the remaining?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that I don't know. I just feel like I didn't really have good sleep, but yeah. How about you, though?
Great. There's been a trend the past 4 days, the kind of dreams I've been dreaming. You know, I just wake up, the dream doesn't make sense.
Oh, my goodness. There are probably cobwebs in the house. They say that we have cobwebs hanging in
but
your room.
But there's no cobweb now. I don't see
cobwebs. When you have cobwebs hanging, that's what they say. That when you have cobwebs hanging in your room mm-hmm. or in your parlor, you'll be having nightmares. You'll be having, you know, dreams that are not even...
No. What is a nightmare? What is a bad dream? Is it the same
I don't
thing?
Know. Maybe you saw someone chasing your dream. Or maybe you saw yourself in different places. Or it could be malaria. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth.
I remember.
It could be high temperature.
Okay.
Yeah, when your temperature is really high, you have a tendency of having nightmares.
Guys, what kind of dreams do you have and you wake up in the morning and you're just like, you know, you are confused? On one hand, you see some people.
Oh, your day has
people
been,
you know.
Maybe you had an eventful day.
Uh-huh.
And most times when we sleep, it has a way of coming to our dreams. Yeah, when you had a very eventful day. Your mind had so much to do. Your brain had so much to do.
Mm.
So when you sleep, it has a way of, you know, coming to your dream.
Okay, I will take that to be, okay, maybe it's one of those things. Maybe overactivities.
Yeah,
in
probably
my
had
days.
So much on your mind.
Yeah, it could be the mind, right?
Yeah.
It could be the mind. Because I dreamt a dream in the house. It's not funny. Well, I can't shade. Anyways, guys, I hope you had a good night. Hope you didn't have nightmares. You didn't have funny dreams. If you did, you know, sometimes you have these dreams and you have nobody to share with because you are even confused, like, okay, what's this dream about? What do you do to source dreams? Do you just keep it to yourself? Just ignore?
Not all dreams are dreams. Not all dreams are meant to be taking hook, line, and sinker. Not all dreams are actually dreams. That's all I can say. So it's just left for you to be discerning enough to know which one is actually the dream that you have to take it, if you know what I mean.
I had some dreams are warnings. Some of them were just warning about an upcoming event or...
Yeah. I mean,
that happens
I believe that God speaks to us in different ways. But I don't want to believe that dreams are the only stream or only avenue that God, you know, speaks to us. If he speaks to us through that avenue, it's good. But I don't think he does that all the time because it can be infiltrated. Yeah, it could be infiltrated.
All right, so. It's not like we're talking about dreams, though. But I just wonder what someone should do when you wake up and you had a bad dream. What you'd consider a bad dream? What do you do?
You just, I reject, I bind. You know, you can do that. You can shout die. You can do that.
Who should die now?
I don't know the dream. You're the one bringing up dream matter now. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I can't stand by the lose.
Aye, aye, aye.
Mm.
I couldn't have gotten any better wife, I tell you. I mean, she's.
For
she's,
real.
She's, says many things in one. Or should I say a million in one? Okay. You know, they used to say one in a million.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as I reverse it to a million in one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hope you like it that way.
Oh, well.
All right.
If it describes me best, fine. I think that there are a lot of sides to me.
Uh-huh.
People, the different sides to me. Some people see me as the calm, sweet, going, easygoing girl.
Okay.
And some people see me as the bass booze. You know. So, yeah, many things in the world. People see me as their coaches. People see me as a therapist. People see me as, you know, a broadcast journalist. People see me as a singer. People see me as a voice actor. People see me as a dancer. People see me as different things. So there are
stage play, man. You've done a lot of stage plays,
stage
too.
Plays
oh, boy.
A thespian, if you like. Thespian.
Yeah, thespian. Man.
Yeah.
I remember that day. I was just on the stage watching you like, is this the same person? You know, and see me and all. But great to know. I'm happy that you're happy. Now that we've established the fact that we are ready, let's hear from Lagos.
That's right. Lagos, Nigeria. How are you doing this morning? I really do hope that you're feeling okay. And I hope that you didn't have nightmares. Like, you know, my husband here had nightmares.
Yeah, man.
But I'm hoping that you did not have any sort of nightmares. I hope you're doing well. How's a Friday? Yes, it's the weekend. We told you that you're going to cheers to life this morning.
Yes!
Wherever you are, there's something significant you're going to do. So if you have a bottle of water, soda, a drink, whatever, just make sure that you're cheersing to life this morning.
Yes. So you grab a bottle or a cup, a glass of water. I'm safe with water.
Okay.
Because when I say grab, cheers to life, and people is not. It's too early.
It's too early, sir.
You know, but since you're not telling us, it's not as if we'll be there to say, no, don't take alcohol now. No, we'll not be there, but try. Because it's going to be an exercise.
It's not even healthy to take alcohol in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. You said okay.
I don't. Because. The okay is, yes, I agree.
All right.
But at the same time, there are people out there who are just listening. I don't run like a number of two shots this morning.
It's not good for you. Part of that, if you're that person saying that right now,
it's not good. Take
you.
Water instead.
Please.
So we're going to be promoting water consumption today in a very special way.
Mm.
And we'll do our Cheers to Life exercise for the first time on radio.
Cheers to life!
She's obviously excited about it.
Yeah, I'm in a different spirit this morning.
So, Lagos, first of all, we'd like to hear how you're doing from wherever you are. And you call us as usual, scream, what's up, Lagos? Tell us how you feel this morning. If there's anything worthy of note, you let us know. See something, say something, all right?
That's right.
And we'd also like for you to join in the energy, the excitement, the fun on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And how we're going to do that today, we have a list of elements to engage you.
Hmm.
One, we'll have a main conversation on the family talk. Would have our family game show, just a minute game show where one person will win 10,000 naira.
Courtesy of
Creditville. Creditville. You know, they've got your back. They've got the back for those who are going to win, of course. And you also get information about Creditville as you proceed. We also have some special guests join us today. You want to talk about that?
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, we have some special guests joining us today from The Voice Nigeria. So for those who are fans of that reality show, you would be meeting some of the brains behind those who will be driving things there. Would have some of them join us on the show today, special celebrities join us on the show today. So it's a bumper package. But having said all that, you know, without much ado, let me also mention on behalf of both of us that today we're doing the Cheers to Life practically.
All right.
Now, we'll spend a few minutes to explain to you how it's going to work. And please, see, it's a Friday. We always try to push to ensure that you do not take life as serious as it. What you do not do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Thursday. You can't do everything today on Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to start relaxing a bit, taking your mind off the stress, the bustling and hustling of Lagos.
That's right.
And try to relax. So we're trying to help you do that with an exercise that's very easy. You know, we know that the What's Up Lagos cream is great. And the Cheers to Life is what we're bringing to life today. So what you do is grab a bottle of water or non-alcoholic drink, or whatever you have, whatever works for you. But I would recommend water, because I'm a water drinker. Just to let you know, I drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And I take a lot of that. And it was a habit imbibed. You know, and it has changed my life. So we want to promote that today by having you grab a glass of water or a cup of water or a bottle of water, or even if it's the pure water you want to hold. Just hold the pure water, all right? And then we're going to do the Chest to Life exercise live on radio. Mm-hmm. Some will call us on radio to do it. And if you have someone with you, you chest to life. If you don't have, call us. We'll chest with you. Bluetooth the chest to life. So you also take pictures, all right? Share the pictures with us. Tag us on our socials, all right? Share the picture of you chesting to life. Chest to life with your water or whatever it is you want to chest with, all right? Share with us, tag Nigeria Info FM, Nigeria Info FM. That's on Twitter and on Instagram, Nigeria Info FM Lagos, but on Twitter specifically. And the hashtags, the Teke Dimeji, hashtag Chest to Life, hashtag Nigeria Info WUL, and copy and tag Andrea Odobi, or Andrea underscore Odobi, right?
Andrea underscore Teke. I can't believe that you don't even know my handle.
No, I want you to say it yourself. How can I not know?
I am so disappointed.
How can I not know? Okay. Oh, yeah, disappointing, huh? Anyways, Andrea underscore Teke. And of course, you can also tag Collins underscore Teke, all right? That way, we know that you're sending the message to us. It's a simple exercise. If you're online, do it. If you're not, you call us.
Yeah.
You can share the picture with us on
Instagram, WhatsApp.
Yeah,
we just want to see how excited and happy and grateful you are for life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're cheersing to life. It's your birthday, cheers to life. You're alive, you woke up this morning, cheers to life.
Yep.
You saw another weekend, cheers
to
life. You saw a Friday like this,
cheers to life.
You're listening to the Techers,
cheers to life.
You see how amazing is that? So we just want to feel your vibe and your energy this morning.
Energy, talking of which, it's what we're here to share. The numbers to call is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993 if you'd like to call.
That's right. And if you're a woman, 01465-7190. I'll take that again. Mm-hmm. 01465-7190.
And for WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805.
All right. That's... Well, we have a gist today.
Yep.
It's something we stumbled on. And I think Ollie's going to start that conversation because I don't want to go about talking about that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go about having that conversation because I have my stance. So you can feel free and start the conversation.
Yeah. Yes. I would also tell you, that's our talk on the family talk today. Lighthearted, no stress, no...
It's Friday.
No in-law fights, no matter that. We're just chilling. Because a lot of people have talked about husband material, wife material. You know, we heard that a number of times. So one person dropped an opinion that got Nigerians talking about. And this opinion was about he put it as the ultimate tests. He said the ultimate wife material tests. Mm-hmm. He said this is how the test should work. I want to know your opinion on this.
Okay.
He said one, give a lady you like 200K. That's 200,000 naira.
Yeah, 200,000 to 500,000
naira.
Yeah.
And for her to hold for you, all right? Act like you have forgotten about the money. This is a test too. And then ask her for this money 3 to 6 months later. If she can't provide the money in full, she's not a wife material. That's an opinion by someone.
Yeah.
Now, do you agree to that opinion? I mean, does it sound lame?
What does he mean by if she did not return the money
in full?
In full at that time. Does it mean that, okay, she's not financially independent, or she can't manage, or she's not capable of, you know, keeping funds, or she's not trustworthy, or what exactly is he trying to drive at?
That's the question we try to find out. What do you make of that? Have you ever thought of that being like a good test for a wife material? And what do you consider a wife material?
God bless you for that question. Because you see, a lot of people are still around that. Oh, she's not wife material enough for me to, you know, have her in my corner as my wife. Mm. I could have her as my babe, but I can't have her as my wife. I hear people say that.
Mm.
Oh, I can have him as a husband, but I can have him as a boyfriend, but I cannot have him as a husband.
A husband. doesn't have husband material.
Material, all right. So that means that people already have standards. They already have what they see. Okay, this person has to be like this, like that before I can marry this person.
Okay.
So today, Lagos, Nigeria, we want to hear
what,
who and how can you determine a wife material? Who is a wife material and how can you determine a wife material? And it goes both ways. Husband material as well.
So don't forget where this came from and you can comment on that. It promises to be a fun conversation.
We want to hear from you, Lagos, this morning.
Right, right.
0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, 01465-7190. Energy. Wanna be around me. All right, so Fireboy says it's energy. It has to be your energy for him to call you a wife material. So what is it for you? Is it energy, just like Fireboy has said? 0700-993-993-993. Let's see who's there.
Hello, somebody. Somebody. Who goes there? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What's good
up,
morning.
Lagos?
Good morning, Tekas. How you doing? What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Are you chasing to life?
What? Of course, sure, I am.
Great.
All right. Make sure you're sharing the picture with us. Let's talk.
I'll try. Okay, so first of all, my name is Grant Brent, calling from Lagos, Nigeria, obviously, mainland.
Okay.
Wife material. Everybody have, like,
their own,
you know, specs and stuff when it has to do with marriage and all of that. I feel like the people you could want to be with based on, like, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Because, you know, it might not last, like, forever.
Yeah.
You know, people date for, like, I mean, time frames. I'm giving it 2 months, giving it 3 months, six months. I'm not just ready for that long-term thing. But then when it's marriage, I just feel like it's a forever thing, and whoever you're going to be with, I mean, you have to go through that with a person for a very long time.
Yeah, so like, what's that thing that you see that can tell you, okay, this person is wife material?
I think telling somebody this person is wife material comes into a way. It could be insulting and it could also come as compliments, you know. You know, I mean, it depends on how you see it. Some people, there are times to say it and it's like a compliment. And there are times to say it's just like, it's an insult. Like, why would you say I'm wife material, you know? So, different ways. Whatever way you see it, whatever way it works for you, I mean. Yeah.
Okay, great. Major point, straightforward.
I didn't even hear what he said about who is a wife material.
No, I think the question I can take out of what he said to pose against the Lagosian is that how do you take it when, as a lady or as a guy, and someone says, husband material, is it a compliment or a wife material? Is it a compliment? Some ladies would take it. He was saying that some people would take it
as an insult.
As an insult. Like, what do you mean by wife material? Like, all I've got to offer is a wife. I mean, I could do many things.
Yeah.
And that, this is a question that has been on the lips of so many people. Someone says, give the person money and check how they treat it later. But we go on a break and come back with more right here.
More news and information.
So says the time. And it's time for us to take the show to the next level as we bring you our the concluding parts of this hour with some guests joining us. But so far, so good. I'm excited about a number of people who have already joined the Chest to Life Challenge. If
like, wow, I've been seeing beautiful pictures.
I'm telling you. And I must specifically mention Henry Emeka on Twitter.
At Kiss to Boy for Life, he has done his Chest to Life picture. We can see you. Shout out to you. I can also see, what's your name? Daniel O'Hulley on WhatsApp. He's saying Collins, his son. Oh, is your son's name Collins as well?
Wow.
And he's saying his son's birthday is today. His baby is one.
Look at the boy.
So happy birthday to you. Chest Alive.
Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful. So you can also join in the Chest Alive.
Challenge.
Would I call it a campaign going on? Send us yourself taking a picture of you chasing to life. It could be, we're recommending a bottle of water. But, you know, something non-alcoholic.
Yep.
And then you're chasing to life. Take a picture of yourself, post on your socials and tag Nigeria Info. Also tag Collins and myself, Andrea.
More coming. More pictures coming. I just saw Jeff.
Chest to life to you as Well, beautiful, cheers. Beautiful. We're also still asking, how can you measure wife material and husband material? Is it
what
10
tape,
years?
What table do
is
you
it 50
use?
Years? What is the years? How can we measure wife material? That's the question we're asking today. I mean, Joro Olumofe, he says that you have to, for you to, this is, I mean, for him, his ultimate wife material test, challenge or test is that you have to give her, or your babe, the babe in question, who you are trying to test, if she's wife material or not. You're going to give her 200 to 500 to 500K, yeah, and keep it with her for like 3 to 6 months, and then ask her for it again. Now, if she's not able to give you that money in full, then she's not wife material. And I'm wondering, what kind of test is that? Like, like what? Like, how did he come up with that? Like, how?
I spelled it.
Hadin, how did he come up with that? So we're just asking you as an individual, at what stage can you tell, okay, this person is not wife material, or no, this person is not husband material? Because the truth is, we've heard people say things like, I'm just going to date this person short term. I'm not sure I'm going to date this person for longer term, that is, for future, for husband, and for or for wife. So how do you get to know? Some people say you know when you see the person. You can just know. Like, Collins, did you know when you saw me? How did you tell that I was wife material? Let's even come down to our level here.
But I didn't have wife materialism in my mind when I met you. It was, things just happened. You know, there was just
for
a flow.
Real?
But what I saw was that you had values.
Okay.
Values that every human being who, you know, wants to coexist with a man ever in your life should have. You had so many values that, I mean, I was learning from you every time we spoke. Yes.
Is that
every
what
time
made
we spoke.
You say, oh, this person I want to be with for the rest of my life?
No, did I make that decision, man? You had, you know, it took me a long time to make that decision because, you know, I was thinking that I wasn't even worthy.
No.
Yeah, actually, that's it. But from the onset, conversations, everything, your values, your story, your passion, I was like, whoa. You know, everything just aligned. And your sacrificial nature too, those are things. Because I know that for you to have a great relationship with a marriage.
But it was something you told me. Because I asked you that, what was it that you saw that made you think that I want to be with this person?
Yeah.
And then you said, the first day I came to the studio. Was it the first day? Or a certain day when I was in the studio. And that you just started wishing in your heart that
I had a wish.
Yeah. I was with this person.
Yes,
I said, okay.
I wish I also.
It started from a wish.
From a wish. Oh, we are here. Oh.
Right.
And it's a great story. Very interesting story, I must say.
We'll share that some other time. Remember, you're going to pay to find out how we met and how this whole story started. But anyways, we want to hear from you this morning today. Tell us, what is your ultimate? I mean, is he on point? Is he correct with the test you have to do before you can say this person is husband material or wife material? But what to hear from you? How do you measure this morning? Hello?
What's up?
Hello? Hello? Oh, goodness.
Okay, we lost there.
Do call us back, please. 0700-993-993-993.
All right, Henry's on the line. Henry's calling from...
All right, hello. He's calling from where?
Agege.
Hi, Henry. Oh, do call us back, please. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up,
Lega? What's up? Great to have you, Chester, live.
Absolutely, absolutely, indeed. And we are happy to have you.
All right, talk to us. This is Larry, right?
No.
Hello?
Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Crystal from Lekki.
Hi, Crystal. How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
All right, talk to us.
Okay, concerning what the man said, I wouldn't say he's right and I wouldn't say he's wrong because that may be his own...
The way of testing.
Way of assessing who he wants to do with. Because to me, if you give me money, even in 100 years to come, I will give you back a complete...
Okay.
If I touch the money, when he asks for it, I will return it complete.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Next, let's move away from your radio. Hillary from Ikeja is on the line.
All right, so hi, Hillary.
What's up,
Yes!
Oh my goodness.
Yes! Cheers to life!
Wow, so much energy!
What's up, my
What's up? What's up? Cheers to life!
Cheers to life! And share the rice!
Oh my, oh my. Thanks for all the energy. What's your name quickly? Where are you calling from? And how would you contribute? Hillary, yes, I mentioned. Wow!
Welcome to the family.
Wow. I've always listened to you. You're the best couple ever.
Aww.
Thank you.
Polish, you're lucky, man.
I know, right? I know.
Yeah.
I would say he's blessed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the topic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Concerning wife material.
Yes.
For girls, mm-hmm. call his wife. 200K to just give somebody, like, you want to test her if she's wife material. Mm-hmm. What if she run away with your money?
You like money too much.
No. Like, seriously, like that guy just sent me 200K. I'm mad at that. You understand?
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Hillary. Appreciate you for being a first-time caller. Our guests are finally here.
That's right.
Even though we'll be going to break, like, in the matter of GFE, but we need to get into this. We told you that we'll be having some representatives, of course, of the Voice Nigeria Season 3, which is on the way, from what we heard. And we have a number of communications information going on here. We'll bring the guests just in seconds. So what you need to do is grab a cup of water, a glass of water, or pure water.
99.3 I'll be Nigeria back. Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
A warm welcome back to the most energetic show on radio right here in the city of Lagos. It's What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3, with the Techers. All right, we're having a family talk just a while ago, and someone was talking about who a wife material is. We'll get back to that conversation at the flip side of 11. But for now, it's the moment we've been waiting for. We have a special guest in the studio. It's all about The Voice Nigeria. It's all about this talent show, which is a music talent competition done as a television series that employs a panel of four coaches who critique artists' performance and guide their teams of selected artists through some reminder of, of the season. And guys, if you haven't following it, it's a great experience. You start from the blind auditions, mm-hmm. you go down to the battles, and then the knockouts, the live shows. You know, some of you are fans of this, so you know how this works. But hey, Season 3 is underway.
That's right.
And we do have one of the judges, if I'm correct. Absolutely. We have one of the main characters for this event joining us right now. She is, of course, a regular name, you know, someone you get to see on your space from time to time. We have V. Toke Makiwa with us in the studio. Hello, Toke, how are you? Good to see you.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Yeah.
Great.
You look beautiful, as always.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
So, straight up to what we'll be talking about. The Voice Nigeria. So for this season, is there something spectacular that we should be expecting?
I mean, it's The Voice. It's such a huge, huge platform, and it's a platform that, you know, everyone, whoever you are, either you have always dreamt of being a musician, or you think you've got this amazing talent, everyone hopes and dreams that they would, you know, get it shot at the big stage.
So that's right.
This is The Voice. It doesn't get any bigger than this. You know, you've got amazing four coaches, as you said. Dari is on this season, Fowls, Yemi Alade, and Waje, who's, you know, obviously being on recurring seasons as well. So it's going to be rib-cracking experience. You guys don't even know what's coming your way.
All right, when you say rib-cracking, I'm going to be laughing a lot.
Yes, you will. I mean, you talked about, you know, from the blinds, the auditions blinds. So there's going to be you guys familiarizing yourselves with, you know, the people who are going to come to audition, and of course, people who make the cut, and of course, their journey through trying to become the next superstar.
That's right. I mean, we've seen a lot of videos in a previous season where some people who, in quote, are talented, right, come to sing, and we're wondering, who told you to come here?
The thing with The Voice is we don't shy away from such people, because you can come if you just have a basic knowledge of music. You have coaches that will be coaching you through the season.
That's
so
right.
If you can hold a belt, if you think you sound great in the shower, you know, it's not really about being the next Mariah Carey now,
that's right.
is it? You know, that's why there's a journey to learning to becoming The Voice Nigeria. So we welcome all, we welcome everyone, and the journey, you know, kicks off this weekend.
All right, beautiful.
We have some significant changes, no doubt, that, you know, if it's the first time we've produced in Nigeria for the first time, and that's something that deserves
an accolade.
The shakers, like, right? And but my next question to you is, how has The Voice Nigeria and the entertainment industry at large impacted the Nigerian economy?
I definitely think that it's opened doors for people to think about, you know, think outside of the box and think about other things that, you know, they could do to survive. Gone were the days when we all thought having a white collar job, if you're not a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant, you wouldn't have a chance. But there's so many people who have gone on to work on, you know, this God-given talent. We saw this year for the first time, you know, a Nigerian brought home the Grammys, you know what I mean? Of course, the entertainment industry has a lot to play in, you know, giving the economy something, because
that's
people
right.
have different doors that they can explore, and if you explore those doors and fortune favors you, you never know where you can find yourself.
Right, talking about ranges of opportunities, we'll go on a short break to pick the news.
Alright.
We'll go straight to the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation, because we really do want to know the opportunities that are open to people right here. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, welcome back. It's 11:03 on the clock right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. And you are still hanging out with the techies. And of course, it's all about The Voice at the moment. And we have Toke Makiwa with us in the building. All right, we're still talking about the ranges of opportunities. We have a lot of people who want to jump on this. You want to, you know, sing, want to be a star. And it's glad to know that it's not just, you know, refined talents, are people who are raw talents who are going to be on The Voice to be refined and become superstars. So we want to know, what are these opportunities that are made available to these people who would eventually become superstars on The Voice?
I mean, reality TV shows like The Voice Nigeria is such a huge opportunity to increase the capacity from the talents to the crew. So of course, the benefits to this entertainment ecosystem is on, you can't even fathom how crazy it is. Now, for those who are, you know, hoping to be the next Voice Nigeria, there's an opportunity for everyone to win something on The Voice Season 3. The winner will go home with a car, a record deal, and many other interesting gifts for other talents and even the viewers. So just watch, guys. It's about to get interesting. They say music is food to the soul, so be ready to be entertained. Be ready to also go on a journey with people, as you said, who can basically come as someone who just had a raw talent but wants to be groomed. You watched your growth from inception to the final stage.
Beautiful.
Enough said, guys. You heard it all. If I were you, I would be asking, how can I be a part of it? Do I need to just, you know, where do I go to? What do I do? And that's the question that rests. It's on my lips right now. So if someone wants to be a part of it, is there any direction?
I mean, it's a little bit too late for that question because we've gone through the blinds. I mean, the show kickstarts on the 27th, so it's going to hit your television screens this weekend. So you're definitely going to see the people who make the cut, the people who tried to make the cut, and, you know, see the people who choose, how they get to choose their coaches, who will definitely guide them as the show progresses. So it's definitely going to be an interesting weekend. It's our open weekend on The Voice Nigeria, and you know, we have to definitely give massive shout out to everyone who came on board this season. This season is brought to us by First Bank, as you guys know, and it's championed by Baba Ijebu and also connected by Airtel. It will be aired on Africa Magic Channels, AIT Views, and Wazobia TV.
Interesting. That would mean we have a full packed weekend. I'm gonna be watching that. I mean, I can't even wait to see who, because it's beautiful to see people who can sing. And you're just like,
and people who think they can sing. Right. So they can come. You know, if you think you can sing, you can get a YJ, for instance, to coach that which you think is a talent. And at the end of the day, when, you know, you get to the final stage and see how they started out not being able to hold certain keys and now being able to even to do better. So it's a great show.
It is.
Great to know. Just a reminder, the judges again would be YJ, Yemi, Dari and Fowles. Great guys. All of them will be there to mentor some of these amazing talents. It's always a delight to watch.
And yes, Token Micro will be on the screens as well.
Yes, I will, with Nancy Zimmer. She's not here today, so I'm holding down the fort.
Okay.
But you guys can tune in your televisions on the 27th of March.
Okay.
All right, that's it. Great. Thank you, Token, for coming. And
Thank you.
We were having a conversation before you stepped in, and I was wondering if you could answer to it.
Yeah, so we want to hear wife material.
Someone said, give the rules of who wife material should be. And she felt us insulted and like, why would you decide? So we asked people, so do you have an idea of a husband or wife material? I mean, how do you determine that?
I mean, it's there. Where is this material being sold?
I don't know. Like, please, someone tell us.
What is a wife material?
Tell us.
I guess people are talking about things, criteria for you to
standards.
Look at someone and wife the person.
That's right.
I totally hate when I hear the word wife material, husband material, take home to mama. What does that even mean? Like, I definitely think people want various things from individuals, like whatever you see as worthy of being
qualities of
wanting to spend your life with somebody else. Somebody else might be like, nah,
that's not it,
that doesn't work for me. So honestly, I would say I would like to know the markets that the materials are being sold, and you know, how they measure the yard, so that we can also get ourselves some, and let me know what the criteria is, so maybe I can find your husband.
You know? Shout out to you.
You never know. Thank you so much. You're such
a
delight to talk to.
Thank you guys for having me, guys.
Yeah, great guys. You heard the information. We kept our word. We told you that they will be here. They're here. You heard it, and you know where to go to
be
a part of The Voice Nigeria. It's 7 minutes past 11. 7:11, if you like. And we're still live on The Family Talk and What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right.
Andrea Adobe Teke.
All right, and here's Collins. Okay, we're going to break, and then when we come back, we want to hear from you again. So do not change your dial. It's What's Up Lagos right here with the Techies. And we're asking you, how do you measure a wife material and a husband material? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Lagos. Such a busy place. But here's how I manage to stay in touch with the latest changes, trends, news, economics, and even entertainment.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, we're right back at you here. It's 9 minutes going past the hour. All right. Do call us up 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, 01465-7190.
That's right. Well, those are the numbers. We, for those who have joined the exercise of Chess the Life, that we've done. Have you posted our own picture and video?
I think I'll do that now.
Please,
so go straight to my Insta stories, and you're going to see Ian Collins cheersing to life. Cheersing or cherry to life, I don't know.
More people are sending theirs. I can see someone sending, "What's up, Lagos?" with different hashtags. Share the rice, share the money. Cheers to life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Prince Ade. Prince Ade One on Twitter. Thank you so much.
We have Oluwakayode on the line.
Oluwakayode.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
What's up? Cheers to life!
I'm happy today. I'm first time caller. I've been trying this number for long.
Wow, we're happy to have you.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Well,
how to go house materials, wife materials, husband materials. At least you will see that diligence in that kind of woman.
Okay.
Diligence.
Yeah, when you pay her a visit for the first time, the way you will live his life, what will be so neat, humble, So then when you now invite him back to your own home, at least you see that spirit of that humility in her by to prostrate to your people, at least give that kind of respect.
Prostrate to your people.
Yeah, not prostrate like that, at least humility.
Humility, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time, for a man, for you to know husband material, you have to be a man that can absorb things.
Okay.
That
can,
yes, that at least can be able to take care of any lady you are going out with.
Okay.
At least if you cannot be 100%, at least be 80%, at least. That's where you know a husband material.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution.
All the time. You are not given by the same blood. There's no how you can expect that. So anybody that you are moving now, they are not born of the same blood.
Okay.
So you have to be able to absorb any kind of challenge that you are facing.
All right. Wow.
Thank you.
Different strokes for different folks, they say, right?
That's right.
And what do you make of that comment?
I don't know.
Right?
I'm still like,
it doesn't sit with you totally, right?
I know that there should
that
be
the most
some
sign
sort
of respect.
Yeah, respect is normal. I mean, we all want to be respected, be it a man or a woman. Respect is just, I think it's not something that should be... I don't really know how to put
this
now.
Should be genderized or just say, okay,
it's not something that you can say, okay, that is, she's respectful, she's wife material. She's not wife material. Respect cuts across both being wife material and not being wife material.
So if somebody
cuts across everything. Uh-huh. You know, that's just me, though.
I don't think there's any such thing as tests or wife material. I mean, that's
you must test her.
Test
so
what?
No, she's wife material.
Are you a tester? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Just the life!
Good morning, detectives.
Good morning.
My name is Stanley from Lagos Island. I've always enjoyed your show from the comfort of my office.
Aww. Wow!
Glad to know that.
We're happy to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have always used your program to not just to encourage my workers, but sometimes you can tell them, you're my husband and wife. You know, it is your turn tomorrow. You know, make sure you also encourage your husband to do better. Don't go there and fight him.
Yes,
sir. I know one of them revolted one day and said that she cannot be, you know, adored. Uh-huh. I said, no, you just have to encourage your husband.
But
I always enjoyed this. On the topic today.
Yes.
How do I know a wife material? For all I've seen in women, you know, uncles, friends, you know, colleagues and brothers.
Yeah.
The only way to know a wife material is a woman who is always willing to learn. Learn new things. That's the only way. You know, you cannot spend it down on money. Or if you see somebody like a man who is always willing to learn new things, new topics, bring in information and all that. You be interesting to stay with. That's just mine. Because looking at it, I've listened to a lot of people's opinion, and for me, my opinion also surpasses all of that. And I believe that's the only way to know a wife now.
Okay.
Someone who's ready and willing to learn. That's a good way. That's a good one. Thank you so much, Mr. Stanley, for calling and have a lovely time there.
All right.
Okay.
It's funny how you've never asked me.
We'll get to you. We'll get to you. We have a number I think that's from the UK. That message. Okay, that's this one before then.
Yeah, but I would take that. Let's see. Lawrence from
Oroshoki
says, housewife material must not be, and he listed, a lady who constantly prefers fast food over homely prepared one. That's one. Then two, he says, a lady who discourages you from long-term projects.
Okay.
Three, a lady who exhibits all other signs of anti-home management.
What are anti-home management? Is wife all about home management? Is he also all about cooking at home when you say fast food? There are times I encourage, in fact, there are families who live happily and they rely on fast food. Because of the nature of the
lifestyle. It's just that, yeah, because of the nature. It's okay. I mean, people these days, we have restaurants who make it easy. They cook in liters, right? Uh-huh. You can buy a bowl of soup, a bowl of stew, mm-hmm. and keep in your home, right? Mm-hmm. So people have made, I mean, some restaurants made things easy.
So does it matter who's cooking the food or if it's sweets?
If the husband does not care.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Akeem calling from Ikoyi.
Hey, Akeem, how is Ikoyi this morning?
Not bad. It's actually traffic free and
great for that. Great. So, where's your what's up, Lagos?
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
It's all right.
Yeah, so on the topic of husband material and wife material, I don't think there's anything like, there's no such thing as husband material and wife material.
Okay.
I think society puts that pressure on everybody, for the guy to find a certain kind of woman and the woman to find a certain kind of guy. Honestly, the guys in the north to want a girl that wears, covers her hair and everything, and the guys in the south to want a woman that does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cultural. First thing I feel is cultural, but okay. when a guy is achieved already,
mm-hmm.
maybe a billionaire or something, then there is no wife material anymore. You can marry anybody because...
Yeah.
He has that freedom. And when the woman too is like self-made or has achieved everything,
mm-hmm.
she can marry anybody also. She can marry him.
Yeah.
You okay.
know? So to me, the husband and wife is more like branding. It's more like a branding. So you're trying to brand yourself to be more successful.
A lot of people
believe that whenever they get married, they will be more successful because their wife will make them better or their husband will make them better. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work that way. So...
Yeah, it doesn't always work that way.
That's my own opinion.
I mean, your opinion is respected and also taken with a lot of appreciation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Now, you made a very valid point.
All right.
You only remember husband material and wife material and the yardsticks and the... When money is not involved...
I don't think so.
Because a lot of people, they know the reason the man get money.
I don't think so.
The man get money. They don't even reason the pot belly. They don't reason many things. They don't reason whether he has attitude, whether is this, he's not
so
the type that...
So as long as there's money, we can...
Most ladies out there.
Don't do that.
Okay, let me not say as if I've done a research.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm lying. Guys or ladies... Does it matter? Do you have a yardstick if money...
Except the lady is just about the money and she's not about the growth of the marriage or she's not about both of you growing together. She's not about, your life and your well-being. What if your health is not, what if you have a health challenge, right?
Hmm.
And she has to be there for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer about the money. It should not be about the money. It should be that, I love you. Uh-huh. I care for you. I should be there for you. Somebody like that now is all about the money. If he falls ill now, she's going to leave him.
Hmm. Okay.
Is that a marriage?
I don't know. It is not, but I just believe that a lot of people really stay, especially because of our present reality and the poverty mentality that is around. All they do is, if as far as I get money, I'm okay. Mm. But let's look at that message.
Yeah. Timmy Tyre, all the way from Germany, says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life."
As for me, I don't, that test is valid. I don't know that test is valid because such a person, poor or rich, might be prudent with and be lacking in the other aspects. I think the one of the marriage is more of commitments rather than being husband or wife material things. Great. I think this is like the best point I've even seen today.
Thank you. So all the way from Germany, shout out to all of you. Good morning, Morgan Ta. I hope I got that right. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Call him!
Thank you so much! Talk back!
You know now.
Talk back!
I'm gonna send you test, so read my test!
No, man.
I tell you, okay. I know best. Do you know why I know best?
Why?
Because you have a wife.
You
because you have a wife, you are covered. You are covered. There's some parties in this country where you move to, you're still not forgiving. I'm not through any bond, bro. I don't know why you are laughing. You are talking about wife material. You have a wife. I said you have a wife. I don't know why funny this is laughing. I have an address too. I'm a name on Google. Don't let anybody come and. I said, you have a wife. That's why I said, you move to some party, you're for some, say, I forgive
you. Yeah.
I'm happy to be a part of people listening to you on this earth. Wow. Anytime I listen to you, I'm fulfilled. Any day, every day, I'm fulfilled.
Wow.
At least I've been calling this your line now since last year. You have been bringing very important topics.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about wife material.
Mm-hmm.
You are an example.
Mm-hmm.
You have an example. You have a home.
Hmm.
No, there is house. There is home. You have a home, not house.
Okay. So,
I'm talking about my experience. To the glory of God, I'm a minister and I'm also in a marriage counselor.
Wow.
And I told you yesterday that my wedding was 29 years.
Yes.
And
oh.
I didn't just marry. Yes, I'm the one.
Oh, congrats. You're the one that sent that message yesterday.
Yes. Yes. I have a very lovely kiss. No, yesterday you were talking about which one do you have, three or four, like that. Thank God, and now what you do, maybe you have to, you remove the thing. You are not removing it.
So,
I just thank God that I appreciate that I have you. And the wife material, in fact, I'm a living example. My wife is everything. She's second to none. Like, you have your own. Yeah, she's second to none.
Great.
Nobody can compare her to her.
That's right.
So, I thank God. Wife material, ladies should go and work on their self. They should come and learn from Andrea. They should learn. They should learn. Andrea, please, you have to organize a seminar for them, please, so that you can tell them what you think. Because I see the way you cook, and you say you like cooking. Ah! I was funny before joking with
you. Oh, yeah, come on, agree.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Wow.
What do we say to that? There are a lot of messages coming in.
Yeah.
And apologies for those who are trying to connect with us on Facebook. It's as if Facebook has been malfunctioning. We couldn't stream today on Facebook. I hope that it's fixed before we come next week. I am sure that will be fixed. But we're streaming on YouTube. You could go the same name, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube. You can also drop your comments there. And do not forget, our exercise is still ongoing. We're talking about the Chest to Life exercise.
That's
Take
right.
a picture of you chesting to life with water. Water, that's what we recommend. If you won't do other things, now you sabi, but water.
Mm-hmm.
And take a picture and tag us. And we definitely read your tag and also give you the Chest of Life, just like we did for Prince, just like we did for Dr. Jeff, who did the same on Twitter.
And many others on WhatsApp as well.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about WhatsApp, we have a few messages.
It
was Dean Naji says, "What's up, Lagos? My energetic and dynamic duo. Here's Chest of Life. You both always make my day.
Thank you.
How I'll know a wife material? A lady who can manage resources, a lady who can foster peace in her home, a lady whose bridge is a lady's bridge, a lady who's a bridge to everything good."
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Let's see. This is a very long one. This person says Wazubia. "Please, girl is good by still welcoming her ex-boyfriend."
No,
and, okay. I'm sorry, that's not for us. Lovely James says, "Wife and husband material. The tech is, there is no man or woman that is not a wife material."
That's right.
"Or husband material. It's like going to the market to buy a material. You can decide to buy a quality material that's expensive,
okay,
or you can decide to just pick any material that is less expensive."
Mm-hmm.
"So as you are a man or woman who wants to get married, you have in mind the qualities you are looking out for in a partner, or your partner to be. You attract your kind in this case." Oh, where is that shakiri? Oh my God.
"You attract your kind."
He says it's just like going to the market to, you know, pick what you want, and you're seeing something flashy, your pocket to not reach. But yeah, he's saying that you're going to attract your kind. All right. Shout out to you. Paul from Ogun State. Paul from Ogun State says, "The tech is man or woman, no get material size. The best yard is one's piece of mind."
Paul, thank you for that.
All right. And Kenneth from Egbeda says, Madam Andrea, speak for yourself. 80% of ladies put money first as a yardstick to measure a good husband material. So shout out to the girls who, you know, they don't talk about us so much. They don't give us the accolades we deserve so much. We girls who don't exactly put money first. Shout out to us. Yes, I'm thinking for myself.
That's right.
We know something bigger. Right, but you know, in the real sense of things, yeah, money is very important. I know that. We know that. You know, I heard somebody telling me they don't marry potential anymore. You marry potential. You have potential. We are good to go. People don't marry potential anymore. And I don't know why. Potential is still very important, you know.
The most important thing, really, like, so people have said so many valid points, like all the points that are resonating with me. Mm-hmm. And some of those points have to do with, first of all, peace of mind. The truth is you can't achieve anything without peace of mind.
That's right.
So whatever gives you that peace of mind is what you look out for in a person. That's how I look at it. And then the expression of wife or husband material.
Yeah.
Maybe it was somebody's metaphoric or somebody's way of describing, you know, what constitute a good or a husband or a wife. But I don't think the way we're taking it now, we now have rules. People are saying it must be. You call. What are you as a potential
husband?
You know, husband.
Are you looking at yourself as well?
Right, or wife.
Think that before you can even have at the back of your mind that you want to get married, on your own, there's something they call personal development. Develop yourself. You can't expect that you, as an individual, you haven't developed yourself and you're looking for one quality from another person to come and ruin their own life being with you.
Larry. Let's go on a break now. When we come back, I can see some messages on YouTube. Shout out to all of you who joined us on YouTube where we're streaming live. We'll be back before you know it.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. Counting 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and that's half past the hour of 11. I was counting down the seconds, the clock was ticking, and I was just waiting for you all to get set for the last. Don't leave me. It's what you say. Don't leave me.
Chuma?
It comes. No, not Chuma.
Chuma
is on another level. But this thing comes in from time to time.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I used to be a rapper and not a pan wine tapper. You know that?
You know
I used to.
I feel you.
You don't believe in my rap career, but I know those who believe in it. One day you'll just be here.
My brother.
And the Grammy Award goes to.
My brother.
Rap album
my
of the year.
My brother.
Who is your brother? Hello. Let me feel the moment now.
Don't deceive yourself. Oh, now come back to Nigeria Info. Stay here with me.
My wife doesn't believe I could be a great rapper who can win the Grammy, but it's okay.
The people that say, don't doubt me, I go bring home Grammys. That they have a good career to some extent, though. They don't bring the Grammys. You. I want to bring Grammy and stay where you are.
Anyways, on that matter, since you brought it up, before we wrap up, you know that Burna Boy used some lines from Nice.
I don't get it. I'm not in for this conversation.
Okay, great.
I'm really not in for this conversation.
So it's as good as, you know, one of the ones where that Nice contributed to it. Don't ask me which are the lines.
Okay.
But just remember, Jekonwopa Diye Jembe, Jembe. So who first said that? And is it in Burna Boy song or not?
You like check yourself. Child. You like arguing.
Don't be arguing. It's just true. Nice there. I'm just saying, in a way, Nice also won because, I mean, Burna has used the lines in the past.
We agree. Well, let's come back to What's Up, Lagos.
Yep.
We're still talking.
But what I said was actually lame, dude.
Husband material. It wasn't. It isn't lame.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Husband material, wife material. Mm-hmm. How do we measure? What are the things that you see in someone that you can tell, oh, this person's wife material, or this person's husband? Or do you get offended when people tell you that, you're wife material? Mm-hmm. For me, I would lie. I get offended by it. I'm like, what are you trying to say? So if I didn't, if I wasn't like this, you'd tell me I am not wife material. And it, the thing is, a lot of Nigerian men would say, oh, if she's not humble, or if she's not sweeping, or if she doesn't know how to cook, she's not wife material.
Sure.
You know, some people are like that. We have that such mentality, but that does not exactly determine. You see, different strokes for different folks.
That's right.
You cannot just assume that a person would not do well when she's a wife. You cannot assume that. Can't assume that. So let's move on. Joe Benze from Bariga says, good morning, the Turkish. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Cheers to life. And he says, everyone is the husband and wife material. The question is, what type of material are you? Are you lace? Are you called lace? Are you shine shine? Are you sequence? Are you, what's that thing called? Cordial? Are you, what's this material now? Remind me.
Are you Ankara?
Hey, are you Ankara? Are you batik? Are you tie and dye? There's one of that. Are you crepe? You know? There are many materials. So, there are different levels, okay? And so, he's saying, it's simple. You must be industrious, homely, and heartwarming. So, you're already putting a standard of quality to it.
Well, on YouTube, some messages there got my attention, and I'll be looking at them. This one says, what's up, Lagos? This husband or wife material is non-existent. We all are all individuals, and we want different things in a partner.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with you on that.
That's
and that's coming from B with a double E. Thank you for that. And Green Taiwo says, well, Green Taiwo on YouTube says, can't wait to hear the story of you guys.
Oh, how we met.
How we met. In a book coming out very soon. That's come Green Taiwo. And Callinson Cad, thank you so much. He was laughing. I don't know why you're laughing. but thank you. If it will make you laugh, that's good. He said, I don't know what the guy means by wife material. Maybe he's saying the kind of wife
he wants
for a life partner. To me, this thing is not general. Different things for different people.
Yeah.
And that's Asonwa Cristal. Thank you so much for that on YouTube. Also, Luafemi Yitokpe on YouTube said, Collins and Andrea. Take care. Love you. Tokpe, your friend. Wife material is one that is stated in Proverbs 14, verse 1. You quote scripture on this wife material matter. It's a serious stuff.
It's a serious thing.
All right,
thing.
So you should check the book of Proverbs. Thank you so much, Luafemi, for that.
I see a lot of women, a lot of girls trying to put themselves under a lot of pressure because of the qualities that were written down in Proverbs. Proverbs 31, yeah. It's I don't know. That would be a talk for another day.
Okay, Proverbs 31. Were you there when they wrote it? Were you there? Did they put your name there?
That would be a talk for another day.
Okay. Uche Nwanko says, what's up, Lagos? And he's dropping that message right here on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. That's how you find us on YouTube. A lot of fake accounts, guys. Be careful. Okay. You will know the original when you see it.
Benita EJ on WhatsApp. Yeah, Benita EJ just sent a message. She sent her picture. And she has sachet water with her. Just sent a live.
Yeah, so.
We see ya. We see you.
I love it.
Shout out to you.
Because some people never want to give pure water the credit it deserves.
It's sachet.
Meanwhile.
It's sachet water.
It's pure water.
Sachet.
That's the. It's pure water.
Sachet. How sure are you that the water is pure?
No, that's the name in Nigeria.
No, it's called sachet.
From when
water.
I was in Cameroon.
My brother.
From when I was in Cameroon.
Hello.
I know it's pure water.
Hello.
From when I was in Douala.
Embarrassing.
I know it's sachet water. Of course, I do know that. I know it's sachet water. But I'm speaking to Nigerians. Hello.
It's pure water.
Okay. Anyways, I say they don't give sachet water
the credit
deserve or pure water, whatever works for anybody.
Okay.
Because some people would act as if they never take the water. They say post now. Nobody was ready to post pure water, which is okay. But that's why I really commend the lady for being bold enough to chase the life.
If you're holding bottle water, you're posh. Yep.
Hello. If we hook you.
Who says that?
Again, when you hook you, you will know that pure water is a lifesaver.
It's a lifesaver. Okay, so Philip Aboro says, okay, wife material is a woman who is ready to manage things. Nobody's talking husband material.
There's a wife.
Everybody
wife,
just
wife,
calling
wife.
wife.
To manage things, what are they managing, please?
I see the man employee too, manager. Is not supposed to manage. All okay. Right, Chooks from Ikeja says, whatever anyone is considering as wife and husband material, one should not lose sight on the humanness mm-hmm. and family background of the person he or her may be considering as wife or husband material. Very important. And he says, what's up, Lagos? Thanks, the Tekes. It's not Kekeo. It's Teke. Like Teke. All right. All right. Paul from Ogun State says, what's up, Lagos, my people? Don't forget, I love you both, like Lute. Okay, he says, the question is, can you marry yourself if you are the opposite sex?
My people. Look, that's a big question.
Aye, aye, aye.
Before you make list of wife material, husband material.
The person you want, if you were the opposite sex, can you marry yourself?
Can you walk up to yourself and say, oh, guy, this or
is
lady?
It's about a question.
Can you?
Can you?
I know some people will be quick to say yes, yes, there's nothing wrong with me. No, but can you marry yourself? Like, behave the way you behave.
And so
be- the way you behave. So there's a book. And why are you like this? That book here is an annoying book. Because that book will ask you questions that will make you feel like, but really, why am I like this? So I'll add to that question, can you marry yourself?
Yeah. And he's saying, if you are looking for a wife material, are you a husband material? And if you're looking for a husband material, are you a wife material?
Mm-hmm. So you need to answer the question to... pose the question to yourself and give an answer before you ask the question or before you start talking about wife or husband material.
No doubt, right? You, when you want to settle down, there are qualities in a person that you should look out for. Now, nobody's saying that you shouldn't go about looking or having that qualities or that standard in your, you know, on your list.
Yep.
But it's not to say that you have, you know, this, what would I call it now? I remember then... This is like, hey God, I can't believe I'm going to share this.
Okay.
So many years ago, many years ago, I used to have a list of things I should see in my husband to be at the time.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's why
you wrote a list.
I can't believe I'm saying this. So that's good. I had a list of what I want to see. And, you know...
Were you in secondary school or...
I was very, very young. I think I was still in secondary school at the time.
Okay.
I was a very wise girl. I'm still a very wise girl. So, I
can attest to that.
I had all of those things written down. And I'm like, okay, he has to be this, he has to be this, he has to be that. But as the years went by, I got to understand that almost these things were unrealistic. Unrealistic. So I think a lot of people who are coming about this wife material list and husband material list and what have you, most of these lists are very unrealistic. My brother.
So you changed the list gradually.
Not that I changed the list. I started ticking off the things that I knew are really unrealistic.
One of them? Could you mention one of them?
Collins.
Did you wish for, because everybody's list was, nobody's talking about physical structure. People used to put that on the list as key.
It was on my list.
It was your list, like broad-chested, tall. Thank God we have chests.
Yeah.
And thank God, we're not short, but we are not maybe the height you're expecting, right?
Yeah.
But at least we talk past you.
You're not taller than me.
Hello. You're not. that's true, though. But here's the thing.
We're like the same height, I guess. But when I'm on heels, I'm
taller. I mean, that's okay. That's fine. I don't mind.
There were just some things that were unrealistic. And I was just like, these things don't determine if I'm going to have a happy home. These things don't determine if I'm going to be
happy,
a successful person.
Have peace.
All these things don't determine if this person is going to help me be the best version of myself. You know, so I had to tick them off. So many things are just like on the list of a lot of
people.
Women, girls, men. You know, so, and my wife must be this. My husband must be that.
So teenagers, hope this doesn't break your heart. Because, you know, as a teenager growing up, you always think that, you know, life is going to give you what you really desire and all that. But it's a scam. Nobody should tell you that life will give you what you desire. You're going to make life the way you want it to be. And that's you have to work at that. Damola, that's a Nike lover. On Twitter says,
we can see your chest alive and chest your bottle alive. Water. Shout out to you, chest alive. You say,
this shared rice. Are you sure we're not going to share rice one day on this show?
On a very good day.
We need to share rice because the hashtag is going viral, but small.
We're still here. I mean, 0700 993 993 993.
The next set of calls, if you want to play the game, will allow you to play. Remember, just a minute, one person will go home with 10,000 naira. And if you want to play the family game, I have some games for you. I don't know if Andrea is ready to play games with you today, but I have a game. You have to choose whether you're playing her game or my game. But you also contribute to our topic, and they want to chase the life. You know what to do. Take a picture, tag us, and we will be there for you.
Hello. Hello. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well. Oh, we are very well.
Good morning,
Lagos. Good morning. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Cheers to life. Thank you, too.
God bless you, Rigo.
God bless you, too.
God bless you, too.
Yeah, my name is B.A. Akimbo. I'm calling from Joy area.
Okay. Let's talk.
You see, I've been listening attentively, and I want to thank God for as many that have called him. They have made fantastic contributions. So, you see, this issue of the phrase, not wife material, not a husband material, has at different times led to single parenthood. Somebody is not a good material for a wife, but you see nothing wrong going out with that individual, and behind the locked door, you do what a man and woman would do, and eventually that woman gets pregnant, and you bolt away. A different test that's happened. It's very, very wrong. Everybody is a wife material. Everybody is a husband material. If we have that at the back of our minds, we'll be well behaved. It's quite unfortunate that when the man goes away, the woman will be the only one bearing the brunt, and then she gives birth, nobody to show up as the father of that child. It has happened severally.
Wow.
I think men should be very, very careful.
Okay.
Are you salaried and experiencing salary delays? In need of school fees, loan, or house rent? Does your business need expansion and you've got no money? Do you need a car or equipment for personal or business use? Worry no more. With Creditville Auto Lease and Flexible Loan Products, you are just a call away from achieving your financial goal. Simply dial 0805-510-0010. You can also send us an email via info@creditville.ng or log on to www.creditville.ng. Creditville, financing you for a good life.
Our friends at Creditville, always there, got our back to make sure that you win something on Just a Minute. But I had to really apologize to the last caller. And just in case you missed out his thoughts and what he was talking about, he was worried about the fact that people now make the wife material, the husband material statement to now judge. They now have expectations. So even when the, you know, stylishly you go and be doing what you're not supposed to do, you now get the lady pregnant, but because in your mind you have what a wife material is, you didn't look at what could be the reason why you guys came together and got that far. You know, you say, no, this girl does not have what it takes, it's not a wife material, she's not this. He was saying that that statement and that mindset has left a lot of ladies single, left a lot of people heartbroken. You know, heartbroken, and left their marriages or left the relationship because someone you can do but you cannot marry, you know, because it's not wife material. He was really worried about that before the line went off. We had to go on that break. Apologies to you, really. Apologies.
We are sorry.
So sorry.
That's us apologizing to you for abruptly cutting you just before you finished your thoughts. Well, for those who want to play the game, the time is now.
All right, I think we have Uche on the line. Hi, Uche.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please turn on the volume on your radio. Move away from it.
It's off.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, I must actually select who to move with as a wife.
Okay.
That does not mean that the lady is a bad person.
Okay.
There's nothing as bad wife. But you must have to select the one that will meet what you expect in a home or in a family.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, so for me, there is no need for a woman if the woman cannot take care of the home, take care of the children, do the necessary things that a woman should do at home.
What are those necessary things that a woman should do and a man shouldn't?
You have to take care of the children.
Okay.
Yeah, cook in the house.
Cook?
Yes. Very important for me. I'm not speaking of another person.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the lady must be submissive as God has outlined in the Bible.
All right.
In the book of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 6. Very important for me. So if a woman cannot meet those needs, I will not be carrying her like a trophy now. So that's that for me.
All right.
If he must meet those needs, then I will take her as a wife. And that must happen even before we get married.
Uh-huh.
Just as the last caller said, there's no need. You know that somebody is not meeting your needs. And in quotes, is a bad wife for you. And you are moving with such a person until when you get the person pregnant. That is very unsad and it's not good. The person you know you cannot take as a wife, don't take the person as a friend.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, great.
Thank you so much.
I like the last part. He said, if you cannot take the person as a wife, do not take the person as a friend. If you cannot have her as a wife, so why keep her as a girlfriend?
I remember some time ago I had an experience I shared with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lady just made the statement. So there was nothing going on, but we found ourselves in a situation where, you know, we're almost thinking, you're not in a relationship. I'm not in a relationship. What's going on?
Let's continue this together.
And then we got to one point, you just say, Collins, don't start where you cannot finish. When I heard that, nobody wants to start where you cannot finish. I ran away. So that's just it. Don't do what you don't, if you cannot marry, don't near there. That's the advice. More messages are here. Let's see who's going to play Just a Minute, powered by Creditville. But there's so many missed comments on YouTube. Akinwumi Speak said, I started following your station religiously on radio a few days ago, but I have issues comprehending the call in line, whenever you call it. Yeah, it's a magic number. It has more digits than the regular number. It's 0700, like 0700-993-993-993. So 993 in three places. It's not a mistake. That way you could reach as many lines as possible because we have several lines that that number links to. So that's how it works. All right. Hope that explains. And I mispronounced someone's name and the person is here to correct me.
Asanwa.
I hope I got it right. Thank you so much, Asanwa, for that. And Egbedayo Samuel Oludare. Yoruba, I cannot mispronounce that. I'm not sure about that. He said, what's up, Lagos? This topic is a nice topic. That one personalized. A husband and wife material uses one's attitude as a base. Because being a material as husband and wife stands on 100% attitude. So it has to do with attitude, okay? And there's another one here from
Shoma Ihezia says, what's up, Lagos? Collins and Andrea, take care. Love you guys. What a wonderful combination. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, man, God, Felix. Oh, let's say, Collins Zizu. I don't know, man. Oh, my.
All right. No name here. I would like for you to drop your name when you're sending this message from. She says, what's up, Lagos? When we talk about wife material or husband material, isn't it what attracts you to the person? Okay, for example, you saw a very beautiful material you were attracted to. Make the material more beautiful. You would have to style or design it to your taste. Let's stop all this talk of wife or husband material. You get what you attract. Well done, guys. I love you.
Thank you. We love you too. So Just a Minute is ripe.
Every day, someone stands a chance to be a winner.
Really?
Yes. 50,000 naira every week on Just a Minute Game Show. just call in to any of our shows. The Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, The Sunnyside, and Hard Facts. Answer as many questions as possible within 60 seconds and we'll be giving out 50,000 Naira every week. Yes! 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 Winners will be announced on Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. Just a minute. The game show for everyone on your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, it's time for Just a Minute, credit by, sponsored. And sponsored by Credit Feel. So if you are ready to play the game.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Again.
Yes.
Like we did last week, like we did. What's up?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's up? Just alive.
Bye.
Who's on the line? Your name is? Ay, 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 what a lock. What a lock. Not now. You've got to talk. I need to hear you.
My name is Esther calling from Ikorodu.
Yeah, the line is going off and on, and it's quite a worry because I need to hear you clearly if you have to play just a minute. Go ahead, talk. Let me hear you. Your name is?
Esther calling from Ikorodu.
Esther from Ikorodu.
Yes.
All right, Esther, finally, the village people allowed you to be heard. Well, let's talk. Are you ready to play Just a Minute?
Okay.
Are you ready, Esther?
Ready.
Ah, Esther, you're going off our own. All right, let's play Just a Minute now.
This is Just a Minute.
Now, Esther, your first question is, what is our topic today on the show?
Husband material.
Husband, what's that? That's not correct. That's not correct. Well, mention the name of the hosts of this show, both of us, our complete name. Okay. Okay, that's correct. One. Tell us the hashtags, our regular hashtags on this show.
Hashtag A.
Hashtag what?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, my. I don't have to take that, but, you know, that's how many? I need three of them.
Skip.
I'll just skip. Okay, skip-o. Lastly, what was our topic yesterday on the show? Your time is up. You got one question correctly, and I hope someone gets your number. It wasn't really clear, so I have to take another.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? Turn down the volume on your radio, or I'll light you. But I'll give you a hand.
All right, we're going to take another call. Mm-hmm. Hello? Wow.
Wow.
0700-993-993-993. Our time is far spent already. We just have 1 minute, I think. We can take one call.
Hello? Qu'est-ce qui se passe? What's going on? Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Something has to be wrong. Anyways, maybe this is where we just end it. I don't know. Carlet, what's going on? Anyways, big shout out to Dikpo Mowari for is his birthday today.
It's his birthday today.
Dikpo Mowari.
That's right.
He's Olawari on Twitter. He's single, not married. He's not planning to. I don't know if he wants to get married soon, but you know, you can check him. He's a nice guy. He's a fine guy.
Boy,
you know. Can write. He's a good writer, and he has many other talents, a broadcaster too. So, guys, check him out at Olawari on Instagram. Ladies, please tell me what you found. You'll be impressed.
Is he husband material?
What is it? How many yards?
All right, guys. Happy birthday to you, Dikpo. You're a great guy. And I wish you all the best.
That's right. And that's where we give shout out to all our team members, Dikpo, one of them, and also not forgetting... Fresh Next, Precious, shout out to you. Shout out to Comfort, who is in the camp now. And shout out to the entire team, not forgetting who else, man?
Jasmine,
yes, forgot that. And shout out to everyone. So, to the question of that, I wanted to ask you whether I was the husband material, but we'll push that to the next time we see you on the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, boys, guys, ladies, gentlemen, we have to go. It feels like Collins, don't go, don't leave me. You know, it feels like Andrea, just stay here, but we have to go.
Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you to everyone who tuned in at this point. I hope that you had a fantastic time on the show, because we did here, and we're hoping that you also had a great time on the show. But this about that time, we say happy weekend to you.
Yep.
And we also say our goodbyes. God bless Nigeria. God bless you. God bless our homes.
Yes.
And God bless Nigeria.
Yes, indeed, man. It has to come double. More people, Cliff Becks, I see your chest alive picture. Keep sending them, whether the show's on or not. Keep sending them. Somebody's going to win at the end of the day. I didn't mention that when we said it, but keep sending the messages. Thank you so much.
All right, I am Andrea Odwobi. Take
care. And I'm Collins. Thanks for listening.